Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Gabrielle. How can I help you?
Hi, yes. I'm calling to dispute the charges that just went onto my account from this company. So I'd like to remove it and remove all the association.
May I have your zip code?
85143, maybe, depending on. I don't even know what's in your system.
What's your first and last name?
Vanessa Stone.
How to spell your first name for me?
V-A-N-E-S-S-A.
And your last name is S-T-O-N-E?
Correct.
Okay. Can you verify your address for me?
Well, I was trying to do something else, but this company popped up, so I don't know if you have the 856 East Lake Road or you have 1537 West Terra Drive.
Okay, it's the 1537 one address. Okay, it says you took a survey for a kitchen mixer, but that was for a chance to win that kitchen mixer by signing up for our meal planning app, which includes meal plans and recipe guides.
Yeah, I didn't know that that's what it was, so I just want to, like, not subscribe, not do it.
Now I can reduce the monthly fee to $20 a month for you to stay.
No, I just didn't even know that's what it was. Sorry. I don't want any charge. I don't want any monthly, nothing like that.
Okay, now I can offer you a 75% refund back into your account.
No, I'd like all of it, please.
I could even give you a refund back of $55, but there will be a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Why?
It's stated in the terms and conditions.
No, I don't want to, like, sign up for anything. I don't want to be attached. I don't want to be charged. I don't want anything.
Okay, let me see what I can do for you. Give me one moment. Okay, ma'am, that charge has been voided out in the system, so you should receive your money back into your account.
Okay, and I'm not, like, attached to any monthly anything?
That's correct. Your account has been canceled.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Customer Support.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.